Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty, chasing deadlines, juggling responsibilities, and barely catching your breath? We all have those days, right? But what if I told you that there's a secret weapon, a superpower even, that can help you not just survive but truly thrive amidst the chaos? That secret weapon is self-care. No, I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks every night, although those are definitely nice. I'm talking about making your well-being the priority, treating yourself with the same kindness and respect you would offer to someone you love. Because let's be honest, if you're running on fumes, you can't show up as your best self for the people around you or even for yourself. This isn't selfish, it's essential. So, what exactly does self-care look like in practice? Here are 5 powerful takeaways to get you started. First up, listen to your body. It's constantly sending you messages, sometimes subtle whispers, sometimes loud, urgent alarms. Are you feeling fatigued? Stressed? Anxious? Your body is talking, and it's time to listen. Recognize those signs early on and don't ignore them. You know that feeling when you push yourself too hard, then crash and burn? Yeah, let's avoid that scenario. Second, make time for things that truly nourish your soul. This isn't just about hobbies. Think of activities that bring you joy, calm your mind, or simply make you feel alive. Maybe it's a walk in nature, reading a good book, playing music, spending time with loved ones, or even just taking a few minutes to meditate and center yourself. Find what recharges your batteries and schedule it into your week seriously. Treat it like any other important appointment. Third, learn the art of saying no. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your own needs. You don't have to be a superhero and do everything for everyone all the time. Saying no isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. Think about it, you can only pour from a full cup. When you overcommit, you risk burning out, leaving yourself depleted and unable to give your best. Fourth, practice gratitude. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. It shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's already present, cultivating a sense of contentment and positivity. Try keeping a gratitude journal or simply making a mental note each day for things you're thankful for. It might surprise you how much this simple practice can change your perspective. Finally, be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and face challenges. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Don't beat yourself up over setbacks. Instead, learn from them, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Remember that scene in The Princess Bride where Wesley tells Buttercup, "Life is pain, Highness. Anyone who says differently is selling something." Well, that's pretty true. Life throws curveballs, but how we handle those curveballs, that's what matters. Self-care isn't about escaping reality, it's about equipping yourself with the tools to navigate it with resilience, grace, and a whole lot of self-love. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed, stressed, or just plain burned out. You know that feeling, right? Maybe it was during a big project at work, a family crisis, or even just a string of bad days. Now imagine approaching that situation with the knowledge and tools of self-care. What would have been different? Maybe you would have taken a few moments to breathe deeply, listen to your favorite music, or simply step away from the chaos for a few minutes. Maybe you would have reached out to a trusted friend or family member for support. Maybe you would have prioritized getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, and engaging in activities that brought you joy. The point is, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It empowers us to face life's challenges with greater clarity, strength, and resilience. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't just about feeling good, it's about showing up as your best self for yourself and for the world around you. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, listen to your inner wisdom, and start prioritizing your well-being today. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with your friends and family who could use a little dose of self-care inspiration. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.